And we're back with Lake Effect Weekend on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. We're continuing our special music edition of the show today. And as you've heard by now, the music of Nova Scotia is being showcased this year at Milwaukee's Irish Fest. But if you just happened upon the music of the five-piece band The Modern Grass, you probably wouldn't have thought you were at an Irish music festival. The group looks back on the bluegrass and folk tradition of Appalachia and brings it forward with the influences of modern Nova Scotia. The result? Well, you're hearing the result. The group formed 2 years ago, has toured practically nonstop, and already has 5 albums and a slew of awards under its belt. With shows both Saturday and Sunday, the Modern Grass dropped by our performance studio to play and to chat with Mitch Tyke. They started with a song called Rambo. Stop these shaking hands. If God's so grand, I just can't understand. Why leave a man to sink into the sand?
Modern Grass playing in Lake Effect's performance studio and proving once again that music is just a good thing. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Yeah. Thanks, Mitch.
Well, and who are you anyway? Why don't you each introduce yourself and tell us what you're playing?
My name's Adam Pine. I play the double bass.
Dan McCormick on banjo.
Donald McLennan. I play fiddle, violin, whatever you want to call it.
My name's Tom Terrell. I play the guitar and sing.
And my name is Andrew Snedden, and I play the risophonic guitar.
Well, and again, thanks so much. It's great to have you here. What is it about the musical past that attracts you? I mean, this is not old-timey bluegrass per se, but it owes a lot to a musical past. What is it about that past that grabs you all?
I think it's something different for each person, and that's why we end up sounding the way we do. We all have these sort of eras and styles of music from the past that we're all very keen on.
I think we all have in common, though, that we like acoustic music. Yeah. The fact that we can just stand here and play without being plugged in. We can bring our instruments around and be outside if we want to. And it's a very organic kind of thing.
How did you all come to bluegrass? I mean, did you each kind of go through other musical phases before you got here?
Well, yeah. I think we definitely all went through a lot of musical phases, for sure.
Punk rock, heavy metal.
Yeah. And but, you know, bluegrass is the kind of music that really brings people together. So for me, anyway, when I fell in love with it, I just didn't want to do anything else, really. I mean, I enjoy lots of other kinds of music and playing them, but from my heart, you know, it's like I want to play bluegrass music, you know, or some form of it, you know.
It's funny how different musical genres tend to have themes that you can associate with that genre, mm-hmm. that are outside of the musical aspect of it.
Do you become an instant folklorist when you become a bluegrass musician?
For instance, you know what I mean? You dig into, like, legends and stories from, you know, all over the United States that you read about. And
even the tunes themselves kind of have stories in them. You kind of hear things in them. Yeah. But it's very jammable music, so everyone...
That's right.
You can get together. If you know a repertoire of tunes, you can... We could get together, none of us could know each other, and still... pretty much
play some tunes,
without having to sit down and like, okay, here's some sheet music, here's some charts.
Yeah. It would still sound reasonably good too.
If you know the repertoire.
Do you have to tap into an old time way of telling a story when you write a new bluegrass song?
Well, the thing is, I think wouldn't consider our band a bluegrass band per se. Mm-hmm. And when I write songs and Andrew writes some songs in the band too. Naturally, because of the culture we've immersed ourselves in, we end up talking about trains and losing our women and, you know,
drinking.
Our dog, I mean.
Yeah. Losing our dog, yeah. Our communal dog, he's gone. He's been singing. If you find him, please call, you know, send us an email.
But it's definitely not a conscious effort. And as far as the songwriting goes, I think it's kind of nice to contrast some of that some of the old-timey ways with, you know, what's happening in the modern day. And we all live in the city, or at least some of us do. I just moved out there, and we're all in and out of the city anyway. So, you know, it's country music, it's bluegrass music, it's jazz music. It's music that comes from the country, but their experiences that we're all having a lot of the time in a city nowadays.
Well, I have a lot more to ask, but let me ask the big question right now, and that is, can you play another song for us?
Yes, we can. And we're going to do a fresh one here, and it's new for the modern grass. It's a story from the west coast of British Columbia. Actually, I remember very clearly the day writing the song. I was on my way to work, and I was sitting at a bus stop in Victoria, in the middle of the city, and kind of got in this funny headspace and started observing what was happening around me, and ended up sitting there and writing a tune, or song, I should say. Not going to work. Didn't go to work. I just skipped work. Probably got fired. It was probably for the best. But no, this is it's about the about some of the street characters I met over in Victoria, BC. It's called City Ghosts.
Well, the brim of his cap, he caressed it with his thumb on top and his finger resting. His boots the same black as his two front teeth.
Modern Grass playing City Ghosts in Lake Effect's Performance Studio C1. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there a rush to playing this stuff? There is a particular energy that exists in this music, no matter how fast or slow it is. I mean, are you feeling some adrenaline every time you start playing?
It's a big part of our music is connecting in that way. I think it's a big part of a lot of people's music, but it really for us, it's like we were saying, we all play acoustic and dynamics become very important. Yeah, getting groovy, whether we're slow or fast at any tempo, that's the goal.
It's sort of hard to play with an authentic sound, I think, especially in this genre, if there isn't a bit of adrenaline happening when you're playing.
Yeah, totally. There's a bit of a lilt to bluegrass, especially at higher tempos, and it's a kind of music that's generally fairly on top of the beat. There's obviously different spots you can place a beat, and it's one that's driving. We call it hard. Sometimes we'll be like, all right, this one's a hard driving tune because it really has to keep going forward. You don't want to be speeding up like crazy, but it needs to have forward momentum to it, right? So it's really fun and contagious, and it makes you move too. It's
probably why we're all drawn to this music before. Like, we all love listening to it, but I think we really enjoy it because it's a really kind of fun thing to play.
It is fun. And there's lots of improvisation.
That's probably why we
all
do play together, because we all can kind of connect in that way. And we've played with lots of other people before, and I think the five of us kind of connect better than we have with other people in the past.
And we do a better playing music than we do talking to each other.
Well, so let me ask you this. I mean, you have been together as a band since 2011.
That's correct.
And you have five albums under your belt. Well, how is that even possible?
Well, that's Christmas. Possible because we... Yeah, Christmas makes everything. No. It's possible because we actually started in December. And not only did we need a reason or want a reason to play together and record an album together, we also needed Christmas presents. So that being the first album that we recorded, and we had such great success with it that we couldn't not record it. We can't not record a Christmas album every year. It just gives us something to do in December.
Oh, yeah.
Other than travel and do the things that most people do in December.
So we have three. The first project we did was Christmas album together with the four of us, and then we added Dan later, but a couple months later we did an album of original music that we called Modern Grass Quartet. And then when December came around again, it was like, well, hey, we should probably do a Christmas album again. And then it came around again this year, and we're like, well, I guess we gotta do it again. And then we got the CBC did a live Christmas show with us, and it's funny. I never thought before the time I was 30 I'd have three Christmas albums.
The fourth on the way.
With a fourth, we're planning a live one for next year.
And that's the thing about the tunes. There's no words, that's why we ended up doing it, because we're like, oh, these are good tunes.
These are great melodies.
We don't know the words. We forget the words or never knew them. But you always remember the melodies, and once you get rid of the words and you start swinging it. And you're not really thinking about Christmas. I'm just kidding.
Well, it becomes slightly more universal.
Yeah, it becomes a tune, just like all the rest of the tunes we love playing.
So you're in Milwaukee as part of Irish Fest.
That's right.
There are a lot of pipes being played. There's a lot of step dancing going on. There is a lot of music that doesn't sound like this. Does it strike you as, I mean, do you feel like you stick out when you're playing your music among all this other kind of Irish traditional stuff?
I think it's slightly in a good way, too, where it's like slightly different than what's going on. Now, we were told that last year the festival had a bit of a bluegrass focus, so they brought in lots of bluegrass acts. But this year, there's only really a couple in that vein. For me, I love Celtic music. I love, playing it and listening to it and being around it. But I think it's a good thing that we're, one of the few bluegrass groups. It's sort of, oh, this is something different than what's going on.
Bluegrassy. Because the funny thing is, at a bluegrass festival, we stick out too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, big time.
Yeah.
Like, almost as much, if not more, at a bluegrass festival. And it's fine with us, I think.
It depends on how progressive the festival is, too. Like, there's a lot of, there's the movement of contemporary bluegrass and as I say, newgrass. And a lot of festivals are promoting that, but then there's traditional festivals where people want to go hear traditional bluegrass music. So at those, we sort of stick out.
You meet chair clickers.
Yeah.
People sitting in their foldable chairs, and it's not really trad bluegrass. You just hear the chairs like folding up.
The thing is, we play Irish music, we play Cape Breton music, we play straight bluegrass music a lot of the time. So we can fit in, but we stick out too.
Well, you stick out on this show in a good way. Let me just say thank you so much, and best of luck to you. I hope you'll come back and see us again.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Cheers. Appreciate it.
And what are you going to play us out with?
Well, we're going to dip into the bluegrass vein here, and we're going to play a Kenny Baker and Bill Monroe original. It's called Jerusalem Ridge, and we kind of put a bit of a modern grass spin on it. Not much, though. Pretty much note for note. This is Jerusalem Ridge.
The Modern Grass hails from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They talk with Mitch Tyke ahead of their concerts at Irish Fest this weekend. You will find links to their schedule and more about the band at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And you can find all of our Irish Music Festival coverage there as well, including lots of extras like slideshows. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon. And thanks to engineer John Strelecki and interns Eleanor Peterson and Gabby Magianis, and also staffers Stephanie Lecce and Mitch Tyke for doing yeoman's duty, getting all of our Irish Fest coverage on the air and onto the website. Lake Effect Weekend airs every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. You can hear our weekday version of the show at 10 in the morning. It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Weekend All Things Considered comes up next. Stay tuned.